Choose your own tech venture. Je suis très désolé. Every once in a while, I fire up my Google Reader, where I've taken years to collect the feeds of various authors and sites and cartoonists whose work is consistently inspiring or interesting. It feeds my life hacking addiction. It can be, at times, a gravy hose, though far more often it has been a source of deeper thought and laugh out loud and wow, I've got to share this moments. I've tried other sources like Feedly and NewsGator, and the only one that I even remotely like is Flipboard, but that's only on the iPad. For just plain, I want to read content. I have Google Reader for years. I've used Google Reader for years. It's the equivalent of the newspaper my grandpa used to read in his chair. So, of course, Google is shutting it down. Why? I'm not sure. Probably because the company is about to come out with something even more awesome. I'm not too excited about it, though, because I actually like Google Reader. I'll be sorry to see it go away. At the same time, this is a useful lesson. This is not the first time that a company has gotten people hooked on something and then, suddenly, pulled it out from under them. From the small, what, no more Twinkies, to the big, what, no more Enron? While we can certainly take something away from this in regards to non-attachment and the ephemerality of all things, not to mention first world problems, that's a little too woo-woo for a practice post. Instead, I'm going to quote from a speech given by Phil Winley at the New Digital Economies Conference last week. We probably don't really have a choice about whether a 3-cent wireless sensor platform will exist. Technology marches on. But we do have a choice about how it will be employed. Blaming companies and short-term pressures is too convenient. People pursue short-term goals all the while hoping this better world will somehow magically emerge. It won't. Not unless we build it. We have to build it. If you work in tech, you have an ethical responsibility to build the world you want to live in. Simple as that. With great power, blah, blah, blah. I found this article in relation to that same situation about Google Reader. One of my heroes, Cory Doctoroy, mentioned it on Boing Boing, which happens to be one of the sites I follow on Google Reader, to give you a nice Ouroboros-que feeling. Okay. He and others pointed out that while, yes, Google has a policy of don't be evil, the old saw about if you're not paying to use a service, you're being sold, applies. Namely, Google pays attention to the things I read and how long I read them, and uses that to target advertising at me. As it happens, I don't care much about that. Frankly, I sometimes find it useful, and my own philosophy about the internet happens to be privacy? Get over it. Not having much disposable income to begin with makes me a bit less cagey with people knowing that I shop at cheap stores and buy bargain goods. But Cory has a point. The release of control, even of my viewing habits on Reader, can be the start of a slippery slope that ends up with, well, perhaps something a bit less than the dystopia portrayed in WALL-E, but really not by much. I have a pretty comfortable recliner already, and a nice subscription to Netflix. So how do we take back some control? Cory suggests that one way is to make the demise of Google Reader into an opportunity. Not an opportunity to subscribe to a different, free service, but rather to take advantage of the power of the first world and be responsible for my own newsfeed. I host this blog on a web server, and that means I have more computing power at my fingertips than it took to go to the moon. Why shouldn't I use it to create my own newsreader, with control over who sees what I read and when? Luddite or lazy? Because it's hard is the answer that probably comes to mind. Or it's complicated, or I just don't get that tech stuff, or something like that. I get where you're coming from. I know just enough about computers and servers to be terrified of the command line. For those who don't know what the command line is, it looks something like those screens in the Matrix, with the pretty waterfalls of complex symbols, only not quite so intuitively comprehensive. But at the same time, the internet is full of geeks, and they have laid out, in several places, how to do it, step by step. And any step you don't understand, what's MySQL? What's FibMyAdmin? How do I unzip a tar? You can find out in other places. In fact, there are so many places to find stuff out that your problem isn't answering the question. It's finding which explanation works the best for your learning style. Geeks want you to know how to do this stuff. They're more than willing to explain to you, to help you, and more. They may even be willing to do it for you, but honestly, that kind of takes away from your power. You have to ask yourself, are you letting them do it, them being Google or your nephew or your grandma, because you really don't have time? Or is it something else, like you're scared of feeling stupid, or simply lazy? I know what it is in my case, laziness. I'm used to feeling stupid and I'm used to a learning curve. The first time I installed WordPress on a server, for example, I was nervous and fumbling and constantly rechecking to see if I was following the directions right. Now I can do it in about 5 minutes and have even designed entire templates for corporate clients. I don't feel stupid anymore. Even so, when I first set up this blog, I went with DreamHost's one-click install because that 5-minute setup seemed too much. As a result, I was one of many sites that got hacked last year. Lesson learned, as I painstakingly restore the site, installing from scratch, and even, on occasion, using the dreaded CLI command line interface. The result is the blog you're reading now, more secure and a wiser gray to boot. Control is a muscle. So while I've been writing this post, I've been watching the upload of tiny RSS to my server, and I'm about to configure it and take control of my news reading habits. I can already tell you that it's not easy for me. There have been several frustrating glitches setting up the MySQL databases and discovering that unzipping was more complex than I expected. The thing is, most of the difficulty is not that things are complicated. It's that I've not been working under the hood of my website for a while. It's like knowing how to change the oil of your car but forgetting where the latch is to pop the hood in the first place. I'm having to try and remember passwords and navigate unfamiliar file directories. There's really no excuse. It's not complicated, but my ability to control has atrophied because I haven't bothered to exercise it. So that's my challenge for this week. Take a look at somewhere in your life where you've let someone or something else make it easier for you. Somewhere that you've released control. It's not a bad thing, mind you. Progress is made by lazy people finding easier ways to do things. But it might be worth it to take back just a bit of that control. To familiarize yourself with how the dishwasher works, with how your checkbook balances, how to rotate your own tires, how to navigate using your paper map rather than GPS. Just so that you remember who is ultimately responsible for your life, and so that the things you give away are conscious choices. Build the world you want to live in. It's not just the tech people, it's all of us.